Benim, ben benzin bravo. So the Gemara was looking for a source of shlichus by kodshim, and the Gemara quoted on the Beis Amidal from the top line, the Shachatu also called Kahal Adas Yisrael Bein Harbayin the Shita Reb Yonason He called Kahal Kulam Shoftim Haloeinu Shocher El Echad and Mekan Shekol Yisrael Yotzim B'Pesach Echad. So then the So the Gemara says, yeah, but the difference, Zilmishani Hassam, the Islay Shutfas V'Gavayim. And maybe over here it's different because if there's only one Korban Pesach for all of Klal Yisrael, then one person is shechting it, so that means the Shochet, he's a Shutf in that Korban Pesach. But since he's a Shutf in the Korban Pesach, maybe only in that case could he be a shliach. So the Gemara then says another possibility: El mehacha, v'yikulam ish selaves avos selabais. That you take one person takes it for the whole family, and he shechs it. So the Gemara has the same question: Dil mehasam nami the isle shutvus begavai. Maybe over here also. Shlichus only works if anyway you're a part owner in the korban, but if you're not a part owner, it doesn't work. So therefore, we don't have a source yet of how to know the shlichus works even if you're not a part owner. Say, I want to make a shlich to shech the korban for me when he's not a part owner. How do you know that works? So the Gemara says, "Im kein trei kroy lomeli." So the Gemara says a very interesting concept. This is that we have two psukim. What are the two psukim? The pasuk of Shachatu also called Kahal Adas Yisrael, which one person is shechting a korban pesach for all of Kahal Yisrael, and then the pasuk of Vikul Hamish Selabes Avos Selabais. So both of them are a concept of shlichus, but both of them, the person who's the shliach is a shutef, right? The person who's the shliach is a shutef. So therefore, how do I know that you can be a shliach even when you're not a shutef? So the Gemara has an interesting limud, and this is throughout Shas. And that's the limit of Im'eino Inyan. Im'eino Inyan l'heicha d'shayach, Im'eino Inyan l'heicha d'l'shayach. So what does that mean? That means that when you have two psukim that are basically saying the same thing. So obviously the pasuk, the second pasuk, is not necessary. This is saying the same thing as the first pasuk says. So therefore, Chazal tell us that in such a situation, we can take the second pasuk and darshan it for something else. We can darshan it for something else. So even though the second pasuk is talking, the first pasuk is talking about shlichus together with shutvus, the second pasuk is talking about shlichus together with shutvus, but it's not necessary. So therefore, I can learn out shlichus when there's no shlichus. Even though the pasuk is talking about shlichus when there is shlichus. But it's not necessary, because I have a pasuk of shlichus with shlichus. So that's the concept in Meinu Inyan. That if it's not shaykh to speak about the shlichus of shlichus, because we have a pasuk, so take that pasuk and tell to Marbe a case of even shlichus she'en bo shlichus. Even though the Peshuto Shal Mikra is talking about Dafke Shlichus of Shutvus. And that's the concept of Eino Inyan. Eino Inyan is not Eino Inyan of Moshach. So Gemara says not so quickly. Maybe that second pasuk of Ishla Selva Selva Selabayu, maybe we need it for something else.
Chaimi Baile Lech Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Ish Zoche V'lo HaKotten. Rashi Ish Zoche Ul Olam Mishim De Islay Shutzes B'Gavayim. With the Kamri Demeinu Inyan Hulo Yitzchak Lo Lamutei Kotten She'ein Lo Koach Likach B'Shvil HaChem Lio Zoche Lehem B'Mikko. Gemara says no. We should not employ the concept of Eidu Inyan here. Because Eidu Inyan means that the first pasuk taught me everything. And the second pasuk is Ibrik. But Ibrik means extra. It's totally extra. So therefore I sent it someplace else. But says the Gemara, that's not so. The Gemara is now backtracking from what it said before. Not so. That this pasuk, even though the first pasuk is talking about shlichus with shutfus, this pasuk is also talking about shlichus with shutfus. Ah, you'll tell me, shlichus with shutfus, I know that already. Shlichus with shutfus, I know that already. So the Gemara says, there's one aspect that this pasuk is going to add to the discussion of shlichus and shutfus that the first pasuk did. And what is that? Ani boyle is Rav Yitzchak, Zom Rav Yitzchak, Ish Zocha, V'lo HaKotten Zocha. Then it says, Ish Lebeis Avos. So it means one person of the family gets the Korban Pesach on behalf of everybody. Buys it for everyone, checks it for everybody, etc. But Gemara says the Chiddush of the second Pasuk is also Shlichus v'Shutfus. But the Chiddush, so you don't need that. But Shlichus v'Shutfus is telling you an added qualification. That even Shlichus v'Shutfus could only work if the person that's the leader, so to speak, is bar mitzvah. Can't be a kohen. So therefore, the second pasuk is telling me an added chiddush, even within the category of ish zocha, of shlichus b'shutfus. So you don't have to send off this pasuk to shlichus ein b'shutfus, because we still need it locally for our shlichus Sheyesh Roshutfus. Yizoch of Lokotten. So the Gemara says, cotton can't be Zocher, right? So the Gemara says, but maybe that concept, that ish zocha v'lo kotten, I can learn out from someplace else. Yeah.
Isn't that concept, are we saying that now the second pasuk would have thought that cotten can?
Correct. Correct. So the Gemara says, Ahumi ish lefi ochlo nafka. It was, what does the pasuk say? We call them ish selavais olos, selavais abais. It's ish lefi ochlo. So maybe that pasuk can teach me that you have to be an ish and not a cotton. The male of this pasuk, selavais olos, you call ish selavais olos, is totally extra, and then it can be an eno in you. So maybe the concept of God will look cotton, I can learn out from ish lefi ochlo, nafkalei. And then we're fine then. Because ish levelo cotton, I'll learn out of ish lefi ochlo. And the pasuk of yiku ish levelebei sovos, that will be able to use as an eino inyan to shlichus she'ein bo shutfus. So the Gemara says, "Vakati b'boyle the shoftim is the pesach al yochid." But still, don't you need to tell me, Rashi? Akati be boile ish lefi ochlo. Tach close to the shoftim is a pesach al yachid. Lo yad shlichus hechid de lo shayach. And was he saying that no, maybe ish lufi ochlo teaches me that even one pesach. Whereas this is another concept we didn't discuss yet. We discussed whether everyone has to eat Korban Pesach, or you can have one Korban Pesach for everybody, right? Right. That was the Machlokes of Rabbi Yishuv ben Korchan and Rabbi Yonasan. Now the question is like this: what if an individual, he's a loner, right? So you know what? He'll buy a small animal, and he'll have a private Korban Pesach for himself. Is the halacha of Korban Pesach that you have to have a chabura? The Torah speaks about eating it with other people. But is that li'kuva? Is that a mandate? What if a person just wants to eat it alone? He'll buy a small little animal and he'll eat it alone. But that's the question. Are you shochtim as a Pesach al yachid? Or ain't shochtim as a Pesach al yachid? So the Gemara says that the pasuk ish lufi ochlo, I don't need to tell me the din of ish v'lo cotton. That I'll learn out from the other pasuk, ish selabes omos. And where will I learn out ish v'lo cotton? From ish selavei somas. So where am I going to, and what am I going to do with the pasuk ish l'fi ochlo, which originally I thought is going to teach me ish v'lo cotton? Napkel I can't even bother. Shoftim as a pesach al yachid. So therefore, if I can tell that the pasuk of ish l'fi ochlo is shoftim as a pesach al yachid, then the pasuk of the pasuk of ish selabes avos is going to teach me ish v'lo cotton. Memela, I don't have, and the other pasuk, and that's even shlichus ish v'shutfus, and the other pasuk is also shlichus v'shutfus. But then it comes out, I don't have any extra pasukim, because the first pasuk is shachtu kol kal v'israel shlichus v'shutfus. The second pasuk, ish celebrates avos, is shlichus with shutfus, but it's telling me the chiddush of ish v'lo cotton. The other pasuk of ish v'fi ochlo is teaching me shochtim as a pesach al yochim. But every pasuk is accounted for, so I can't do an enu Indian here. So now I'm still back with the lack of knowledge of how do you know shlichus by kachim if it's ain bo shutfus. We wanted to say it's the Eino Indian, but Eino Indian is only if the pasuk is extra. But here it's not extra. Fakati mibali shoftim as a pesach al yachid. Summer lochim man dober shoftim as a pesach al yachid. So Gemara says he'll hold. That this Gemara will hold that ain shochtim is a pesach al yachid. Rashi, ain shochtim is a pesach al yachid. Rabbi Yehuda Amr lo, v'yalef lo milo sucha lezbach as a pasach be'echad yachid. We have a pasach lo sucha lezbach as a pasach ba'achad sharecha. So the Gemara darshins be'echad means be'yachid. So that means that you can't, there's no such halacha. The halacha is that you need more than a yachid. You can't just shech the Korban Pesach for a singular person. So b'meila, if that be the case, so then ish l'fi ochlo can't be teaching me ein shochtim, that shochtim is pesach a yachid, because we hold ein shochtim. So b'meila ish l'fi ochlo will teach me what? Ish v'lo cotton. And b'meila v'yichu ish zelaveis avos b'meila is extra. And b'meila he made no Indian. You know what I mean?
Why can't we make the first
goal? does it? Well, the two psukim now shachtu also, right? And ish celebrates all the celebrites. Those are the two psukim. So one of them is extra. Doesn't really matter which one is extra. But right now that we learned that ish will come from another pasuk, from a third pasuk. So we have these two psukim that are talking about shluchim, and each one is shlichus with shutus. Do we see Tosis? Ish zocher ben katan. Ezog ben cotton din tom or lamely craw. Hakai will under ain yad the cotton. What does that mean, ain yad of cotton? What's mean, ain yad of cotton? Cotton doesn't have hands.
They can't make
kinyanim with their hands. Because if they pick something up, it's not theirs. So madach, they can't make it for themselves. Certainly they can't be zochah for somebody else. If ein yam the cotton, the cotton can't be zochah in anything. So if he can't be zochah, so certainly for himself even, so certainly he can't if he can't be kona rather for himself, so certainly he can't pick up something on behalf of somebody else. So, and so once we have that svara that a cotton can't even mezocha for himself, was ein yam cotton. So it's obvious that he can't be mezocha for somebody else. So what do you need a pasuk? So the Gemara answers via shalom rad gabi pesach istrich. In other words, so the Gemara says you're right, you really shouldn't, but Korban Pesach is different. Because I might think that by Korban Pesach, even though cotton normally cannot acquire something even for himself, but for Korban Pesach, Rabosai, I might think he can even be coded for somebody else. Why? Why does Korban Pesach break all the rules? Why might I think Korban Pesach breaks all the rules? It doesn't. That's why you need a pasuk to say ish zocher v'lo cotton. But Tosis is asking, you shouldn't even need the pasuk. It's obvious. So Tosis answers, "Dei shalom the gabbai pesach itzur sat leiv and hoyel the shayach v'achil pesachim. It's certainly manos a lot of tziv.
Base if you're cotton,
ema af lachem zocher kamash malot." Korban Pesach is different because Korban Pesach, the halacha is that it's eaten even by a cotton. Korban Pesach, right? Korban Pesach is eaten even by a cotton. Now, in order to eat the Korban Pesach,
you have to sign up before. You can't just show up at the seder to eat the Korban Pesach. Right? That's what the portion will ask. So, and the meanwhile, also eats for a pattern. So, you, this considered a partial owner in the carbon test. But meaning he tightened in the carbon test. So we may look, we have a chiddush that even though 80 yam is cotton, but for carbon test, I think he owns the share in the carbon test. So we may look, that's why I need a chiddush to say that. But still, he can be the one, no telachedus. He can make a decision to somebody else. Why? Some say partially came in Zonka for himself. He says no, but Korom Pesach, there's an exception to the rule where he can be Zonka for himself. So you might think he can be Zonka even for Achirim. So from the Pesach, Ish, the little cotton, that the Kiddush is only for himself, but he can't be Zonka for Achirim.
Celibates. I mean the whole household. Celibates. I feel a cut. See, celibates. I feel a cut. Even after the chayim, Sachar Kamashulon. What do you think, Rabbi Zin? What do you think? So that's the chiddush here. It's celibate over celibate. So the carbon pesach is an exception. He owns part of the carbon pesach, so you might think that he gives zochel lachegim. So comes the chiddush of Tosis and says that no, even though there's a chiddush for himself, it's only for himself, but he can't be zochel lachegim. So we're doing good now, because now basically what we accomplished is that all the, that the pasuk of ish selavei savos, ish selavei savos, is an extra pasuk, because it's the second pasuk that teaches me shlichus by shutfus. So then I can say imenu inyan to even shlichus when there's ain no shutfus. Yeah. Well, if you can be kona for yourself, so maybe why can't you be kona for somebody else?
By the land also, haven't had a pay of the land, but they won't be able to switch over there. And not.
How do you know?
get to the land of Israel. So now we're doing well, because now we have a source for shlichus by kachim, even if it's ain b'shuchus. So then the Gemara continues. The first word line is ve'ela. Ve'ela hadar merv gidol amarav. Minayin sheshlukol shal adam kemoso shenemar v'nosi echad nosi echad min mater. Taping the shlichus mihacha. That the pasuk says that when the land of Israel was divided into the different tribes, right? Land of Israel was divided into different tribes. So, nasiyecha, nasiyecha mimata. So that means that each Nasi from its respective tribe went to the piece of land and they dug a chveis a little bit or did some form of kinyan on the land on behalf of the whole tribe. So every Nasi went to the land, it's a part of the territory, and did some type of kinyan of chazaka, digging the land, improving the land, putting up a fence someplace. So the Gemara says, maybe that's another source for shlichus. The fact that the Nasi went ahead and did it on behalf of everybody. So if the Nasi went ahead and did it on behalf of everybody, so doesn't that teach you a din of shlichus? For some, everyone in the community didn't want to go themselves. So they sent the Nasi. This is before Eretz Yisrael was divided into. It took, 14 years before everything settled to get into Eretz Yisrael. It took 7 years of fighting, and it took 7 years to divide it up. It took 14 years before everyone got settled down there in Eretz Yisrael when they came in. So, Mamela. So they had the Nasi of the land go to the particular plot of, the area where that particular tribe is going to be. And he did Kenyan. He walked there, he dug, he did different things of Kenyan. And then he was Zoch on behalf of everybody. So obviously he must have been the Shliach on behalf of everybody. So you see from here, from the Pasuk, Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad Levan, Mimata, the concept of Shlichus. So the Gemara asks, "What are you quoting all these psukim? This pasuk, Atem and Shalach the Shalcha, and this and that. Some simple, straightforward pasuk. Nasi echad mimata. Why isn't that? That should be the best. Tevilah shlichus mihachem. So, frak the Gemara v'tisbira da shlichusu." How could that be shlichus? Haktanim lav v'nei shlichus ninu. They must have been ketanim there at the time, and they can't appoint a shliach. So how can you say when the nasi went to the land to be zocha in the land on behalf of that tribe that that's mitzvah shlichus? How could that possibly be? Rashi, v'havu nami ketanim v'nochle ha'aretz v'chazokim v'tar shluchim bo. So the Gemara is asking an unbelievable kasha. How can you tell me that Nasi Echad is the source of Shlichus? That the Nasi and make Kinyanim for all its respective people of the tribe. But I'm sure there must have been Kohanim, Kipanim there. So that means there was Shlich for Kipanim. But a cotton can't have a Shlich. So if a cotton can't have a shliach, so how can you say that this was working through the vehicle of shlichus? What is your name?
Mabel Meyer.
NYU.
Okay. We like people even to NYU. Why do you say that? Maybe they own it?
Because if I
were
the town from Shave It Done,
okay, let's say.
I might buy a field,
and
own that field.
Well, afterwards, once the Shave It gets to own the land, then they're going to divide it into families and things like that. But initially, the Nasiim, each Nasi was Zocha in the land for its particular Shevet. Then it would belong to the whole Shevet. Then afterwards they made a further breaking down of it into families. But the original breaking down is the whole Shevet owns the whole land. And then they're going to make another thing that each family, this family should be over here, and this family should be over here, etc., etc.
We learned in the first Mishnah in this parish, right? And that Haish Mekadesh Bito Shinara Vogue or Shizal. Why can't we get the same over here that it's not a problem that the kids, the village father did it on the kid's behalf, right? And then the show is making
one sense. Yeah, so what are you saying?
So it's not a problem that the kids, you don't have to say that the kids would be passed to the cases. A situation where they would have to appoint the children. Right? Because you can say that the father was not on the kid's head. Like, you know that
it's a mission. Mm-hmm.
And therefore,
in
this case,
that,
you know,
it's a mission.
And you
want
to go to the
Shalom. Right, so Yossi's asking an unbelievable question. Unbelievable. It's a bomb. This is like a bomb kasha. That's the kasha he's asking. We're saying that the source of shlichus is nasi echad, nasi echad. Right? So each nasi was on behalf of every, the whole tribe. Right? So, but the question is, some of them were tied in there also. So, Frank Jesse Sifner, unbelievable kasha. But, so for those ketanim, their fathers was okay. What do you think? Yeah, it's Kasha.
I eat the Kasha.
You hear the Kasha?
Is that bomb Kasha?
Bomb Kasha. You want to give a Terrence?
Since it was your Kasha, I'll give you the first crack of the Terrence.
So you just tell me that Nara, maybe it's only for a girl, and maybe it's only my student.
What Terrence?
Oh! the Gemara says again, Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Minayin Shishlukos Shalodim Kimoso Shememar Nasi Echad Mimate. Typically, Shlichus Mehacha. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, how can you learn out of a Tispera? Is that logical? A Tispera means, is it logical? Is it Svaradik? Tashlichasu, Taktanim, the Tispera, Tashlichasu, Taktanim, Labde Shlichasu. Now, Kihad, Amarav, Barahuna, Damarav, Barahuna, Barav, Gidl, Amarav, Minayin, Shazachim, Adam, Shalom, Fonam, Shanemar, Venosi, Echad, Nosi, Echad. Let's see the Rashi. Elahu lav lasu yishliach. Pasuk. Well, you're right. The pasuk of nosi echad is not shlichus, because it would be shlichus. How could it work with tanim? Lav lasu yishliach. Pasuk. Elah lazachin laadam shalom fonav. Pasuk. The tanim shalom fonav damu became nachas arts. Skusi lahem haisa chalukosam chaluka. What does that mean? So what's the answer? How were they able to do it for Tiktanim? Ah, each lichus l'kotten. So what's trapped in the pasuk? Nosi echad, nosi echad. They tell them that will have the shlichus dinum. So what's the answer? How did it work? What mechanism did it work for the time? Pasachos, nasi echad, nasi echad. How did it work? Good, how's it going?
And even
what is the concept? What is that concept called? What is it called?
I don't know.
One word. Zchiyah. Zchiyah. Now what is Zchiyah? What is the concept of Zchiyah?
Yeah, I understand that
someone
can make
a
opinion
for you, which is possible, you can't do it sooner, and you would like to. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush
is that you don't have to be, you don't have that knowledge of it, or you can agree with it.
In other words, you can do something on my behalf. If it's known to be a good thing, I can. In other words, if I know that you like basketballs, and I see a basketball that's Hefker in the street, I can go pick it up and have in mind when I pick it up, you should be Zocha. Now, I never asked you, and you never appointed me, but since the Shlichus you only have to appoint, Shlichus, by definition, means that we, that's what Shlichus is. It's appoint. So normally, there's no point in what might be have to do something. Because it's the right job. So if it's something that's good, then what? Then even without a rule. Even without a rule. If I know you like basketball, let's see basketball in the street. Then pick it up, have your boy, it's yours. So Skiyah is doing something that somebody else could have without being appointed to do so. Where Shlichus means you're doing something that somebody else could have and you are appointed to do so.
have shlichus, or is he allowed to have shlichus? So is he also a form of shlichus? It's just regular shlichus is the minoy. And here, you don't need the minoy. So a man, it's good. You don't need the minoy. What do you say? No, this is a separate track. Something to do with shlichus, a separate track. What's an activity? The Nachimina is what? Can you do it for a cost? Because if you hold, there's definitely no shlichus to cost, right? So if shlichus is just a form of shlichus, it's just a shlichus without a midway, then you won't be able to have shlichus for a cost. But if shlichus is a separate track, then what? Then you can have it for a cost, right? If it's paid back to shlichus,
you, is it supposed to be Jewish or is it supposed to be Jewish to be the
but you're better off being a god. So this is a big shot, if you have to over one
Let's say, the parents are Jewish. The parents are not showing up. So this kid grows up, but the parents aren't showing up. So those are proper heirs. And then the kids show up. So they have to go through re-heirs. They have to...
If you hold, just being Jewish is a skus, then the first heir is good. If you hold, then it's only skus. If you can be Jewish, if you be shown in front of mitzvahs, then it's not salvation, it's kind of work. If you have to go to day school, like Ramaz or something, you can say, to be Jewish. If you go to a day school like that, then you're Jewish.
So that's a big shaila. And then, you know, no one wants to walk around life not, you know, being a Suffolk Jew, Suffolk non-Jew. So then you don't know who to marry. Should you marry a Jewish, you marry a non-Jew.
So, yeah. Right, so you're saying that's why it's a schus. So you're saying... Right, so you're saying that's why it is a schus. Yeah, so Ari is saying that... So it was Kershaw, why is this close? You could go to Gehenna. But Ari says, call Yisrael Yeshua Chelko Mabba. Right. But, what? Right. Right, so then you're saying it should be schus against Kirsch. Yeah. Right, that's the question. Well, we can. It's a big shiloh. I don't know, there are a lot of big rabbanim on each side of the spectrum of this machlokes. So. But this Gemara seems to say, again, that the Tisros, how can you learn that schus? How can you learn shlichus here? Vaktanim lavinei shlichus denu. Hakiha de rabba bar ravuna, dama rabba. Rav Baravuna, Rav Gidol, Rav Minayin, Shesach Lodom Shalom Fadom, Shenemar, Menosi Echad, Nosi Echad. So it's a din of Schir. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, V'tisbro Schus, Hi Hachova Nami Iker. So as the Gemara asked the Kasha, when the Nasi was Zocha in the land for the people, so he's saying, well, it's not the Shlichas, it was the Mitzchia, and that can work even for a cotton, right? So the question is, but why is this a schus? How do you know that you're going to like the piece of land that the Nasi is getting for you? Some people like valleys. Some people like to live in mountains. So if you want, if you get a valley and you want to live in a mountain, getting a valley is not a schus for you. Or vice versa. So how could you say it's working with din schia? If it's a shliach and you appoint them, so you appoint them. But if it's a schus, it's only a schus if it's a real schus. So if I get something I like, that's a schus. But if I get something I don't like, then it's not a schus. So here, who says you're going to get something that you like? Maybe you like a mountain, you're going to get a valley, or vice versa. So that's the word that asks the Kasha. Tisper, schussi, achova nami ikha. It's also a chova. He goes to Nikolai Bahar, but Nikolai Bimikim. He's going to Nikolai Bimikim, but Nikolai Bahar. That's a strong kasha. So again, the Gemara says, "Oh, can the Rava Baravuna, Dama Rava Baravuna, Amarav Gidol, Amarav Minayli Som Shabo Lachlok Menixi Avim Shebezin Mabidim Lehem Apetropus Lachovulus Kos." goes lachov my mask. This goes some love and nasiyechad we mate tikachum. So what is the Gemara saying here? Let's see Rashi. Elke the Rabba Kolomar Los Chus Shalom Fun of Greater Ta Igil Mishma Mino Lig Dolom El Rui Nami Del Tanim Afil Chol Abba Machmas Chus Vashoyim Bez Nasas Lam Gihacham Los Chus Abba Nachal Abba Afil Shepom Shalom Zul Chavosum Dihlo Nihloi Bechelik Shenachal Ofi Lofi Lo Hadrim. So the Gemara says, you're right, even though Kiddush is, even the soul, it's still going to work. Even though there's some talim that might have wanted the har, and some might have wanted the bika, it's still valid. And he quotes, that if they were Yisomim, someone lost their parents, the Yisomim, and now they want to divide the inheritance from their, that they're getting from their father. So Bezdin appoints an apotropos, like a caretaker. And he does all the, you know, takes care of all the monetary issues for the Yisomim, the apotropos. Murray asked, in other words, he does his best. In other words, sometimes he'll give you a piece of land you might not want, but his intent was l'schus. Let's see. Rashi. Elikah the Rav of Kolomer. Lo schus shalom b'fon of greater to ikah the mashmam bino. They do all the ruin. I'm with tanim. I feel chova haba machmas schus. The kiddush is that even a chova haba machmas schus rashayim bezin lasas kolayim. Yachal schus to benachla bo. That was that the trumpets is trying to give them benachla. So his intent is to give them something positive. Even though sometimes you might not like the nachala you got, still it's binding and you can't change your mind. So Gemara asks, "Chuv amai pshit leshevol chuvosam alol amin apetrobus l'kach chuv amas l'skus." Ani b'den l'adun la'ar b'shvilam l'skusam l'anosam. Oischavu b'din mashal. He mischavu b'din mashal su asu. Whereas apetrobus always tries for the best. Sometimes, like he has to represent the cotton in the Din Torah, so he might lose. But he was trying his best. That was yet. As long as he's trying to be mezakeh him, that's okay. So the chiddush is that you can have a schus for a cotton, especially through an apotropos. Even if it comes out to be a chova, it's still binding. As long as he's trying for the schus. So that's like a new form of zachen l'adam shelo b'fanav. It even turns out to be a chova that came out, but he's trying to the schus. That's also he can do on behalf of a cop. Yeah, Ellie?
Why didn't he just tell the truck and then someone said that was the time you don't like for him too? He also want to get the message.
Yeah, but in other words, apotropos is considered, the Bezdin has to appoint the apotropos. He's considered a place, like, if you some have a friend, so the friend can't just go to Din Torah with somebody else, but the other guy will say, who's your friend? I don't want to speak to your friend. But apotropos is considered like the owner now. He's the caretaker. He's considered, and therefore he can represent the Tanim in the Bezdin.
Also, why is that
so
much? Instead, back and forth, instead, like, the one, I don't want the valley, then you go on the valley, then the other way around.
Ika the Nikolai Pahar Lo Nikolai Vikam, Ika the Nikolai Vikam Lo Nikam Lohar. Right, but it's just a way of speaking. Some like this, not if I speak some like this, and like that, not this. You're right, I could have just said something like this, not that. I didn't have to say something like that, not this. But it's a way of speaking. They're both not close. Right. So therefore, why? Originally, the Gemara thought Nasi Echad can prove Shlichus. And then the Gemara says no, because it works with Tana. So then the Gemara says it must be that it's going to prove Zchiyah. Then the Gemara says, but that's not necessarily Zchus. So then the Gemara says, talking about Bezdin. Talking about Apotropos. Let's see Tosis. El Lochov al Menas Liskos Kosher. The Omer of Nazar, so the Kiddush is that an Apotropos, so Nasi Echad is teaching me, it's not teaching me Shlichus. It's not, maybe not even teaching me Zchiyah. It's teaching me that the din of Apotropos works even if it Lochov al Menas Liskos. Even if it turns out that he lost, it's still binding, as long as he had kavana for the best interest of the Yisrael.
Well, the person who's like,
you couldn't see what?
How can you say that for me, like, for Eretz Yisrael?
Right. But some people want to live in this part of Eretz Yisrael, and some people live in that part of Eretz Yisrael. Some people want to live in Beit Shemesh. Some people want to live in. Okay. You want to give an answer? Let's still deal with this question. So it must be that it's not so. No, nothing barely, but still, you want to. You don't want to live in a particular person. Yeah, it's the Messias. So you have to say it's
the person.
Yeah.
So if you had to feel accepted,
how does that answer the question? Yeah, so there is a possibility that this field you want, this field you don't want.
Right. First and second.
No, he didn't. We take it for granted, right? Permanent, the land that they get in there to Israel.
Yeah.
So the chiddush is that the tropas so you learn that nasi yachad the din of apotropos, that apotropos could do things on behalf of these sobrim, and even if it comes out that they lost, since they had intent, it's good. So too, the Nasi Echad can do things on behalf of his whole tribe. So let's see Tarsus. Aloch of Omnaz, Lisko is Kosha, Dabar Perkan, Izokin. Dein Apotropin, Rasha, Aloch of Lisko is Menusa Yisomim. Apotropis cannot do bad things and good things. So what does that mean? Parach, Kosha, Lisko is Amaylo. Shan, Lichai, Lchov Omnaz, Lisko. That a Petropas can't even do something negative, even if his kavanah is positive, and it won't be binding. So Pasha Pshat, say a Petropas is trying to defend the Yosom and Benton, some monetary issue, and he loses. So the Agamar's Mashma, as long as he tried to defend them, it doesn't matter that he lost. But this Gemara is saying, no, only things that are binding for that Petropas does for a cotton, only depends on good. So Sir Agimara. Because Agimara says, even if it's not 100% good, so Lachov of Menachem Liskos is also. V'yishlomad hasamayim b'tviyas kol v'sheyesh lachayim malay. V'aday im ha-shoyim v'shem alo yidu and v'shem gudol. Shehen tovim b'shvil yisovim ki hacha v'luka dar karkos ki dad namitzik lachol b'hem v'adai m'abidim v'tor b'sochol b'al m'raz l'skos. Wow. What a tosis. Read it, take another minute to read the tosis and tell me what it says. Steer in the Gemaras, right? Our Gemara says that a Petropas could do on behalf of the Ketanim even if it's Lachov al Menas Liskos. And our Gemara says no, only if it's a pure Liskos. It can't be a Lachov al Menas Liskos. So it's a steer in the Gemaras. So Tosha tries to Miyashev the steer.
someone's like doing the yizomim for land, and he's coming to protect the yizomim from the people who are
right. So what's the din then?
Right. So there, since they would not have been able to sue them since they're yizomim, right? Katanim, and perhaps when they got older, the people would have forgotten already. So with the trumpets and coming in, they're automatically out of law. Right.
In other words, if the Yisomim are being sued, so then the Apotropos shouldn't get involved. Why? Because maybe he'll lose. Mm-hmm. Right now, if he doesn't get involved, they don't have to pay anything. If he gets involved, maybe they'll lose up to pay. And if they let it, so what's the other option? Just wait till they get older. By the time they get older, they may not be mocked anymore, and they won't press charges anymore. Right. So therefore, the Apotropos doesn't get involved if somebody's suing the Yisomim. Somebody's suing the Yisomim, Apotropos doesn't get involved. Because he may lose. So even though he's trying to do the best with the Yisomim, but he may lose. So he might as well not get involved. And this way, the Yisomim keep their money. And and then, you wait till they get older. By then, you know, they might not want to bother with it anymore to sue again, to sue these people again. But so that's the Gemara in Gittin that says that you don't get involved, but our Gemara says you do.
So here is between the
individual. And the haluka that I cause. The godly namisi can lock up them. Godly namisi can lock up them. In other words, but here is talking about that the Yisomim are not being sued. The Yisomim now want to divide the land. So they're going to divide the land anytime. And if they don't do it now, they're going to do it in the future. So it's going to happen anyway. So it might as well happen now. Maybe it'll come out that the Yisomim got the, he wanted to get the list, but he ends up getting that. He's not so happy. So too bad. So where does the other again? We have a theory that you are. Abdomar says that our Apotropos is, when he comes to Yisrael with binding, mostly has positive commodities, even if it comes out to be negative. And the other Gemara says no. That if it's negative, he's not a bomb. So what's the answer? The answer is, somebody sues me, someone, then they don't get involved. Because he has all the lose up in the end. They don't have the money. So they don't get involved, they'll still have the money. They get involved, they'll lose. And if you wait till later, we might not have charges anymore. But if the case is dividing the land with his brothers, so then the Apotropos could divide the land amongst the brothers, even though it'll turn out that maybe one brother might have wanted to get another piece of land than the other brother, still doesn't matter. That's why? Because the land could be divided anyway when they grow up. So they might as well divide it now. Or changing, if they're being sued, who says they can get sued later? So they might as well not get involved now. If you don't get involved, then it's for sure you someone's going to have to pay. If you get involved, they may lose and have to pay. And if you wait, they also might not have to pay. So, many reasons not to get involved. So that's how Tosfos explains. That verse talks about chalukah, which is going to happen anyway inevitably. The other verse talks about when they're being sued, which is not going to happen inevitably. So then, Trump shouldn't get involved in the suit when he's suing again sued. If you're not get involved, and if you're not going to get involved, then we have to wait with the case until they become adults. And then, who knows what it'll be then? Maybe they won't press charges. Yeah.
If that's the answer that's coming to teach us about it, which I would assume could, it would be Kovah and that's the cook. And that's how the Sphere works for a weapon. Right? Can you use the same...
Well, no. I mean, the Kiddush is that...
Even the intention of doing a cook, you end up being a Kovah, but it goes a good Sphere.
Right.
Can you say this like Gairus, that as long as the baker was trying to do a kesusha then, which is becoming Jewish, right? Even if they end up, in a thing now religious, right?
But right now they're, right here. Maybe. Yeah.
If we're not pointing out the outcome, we should be looking at like any kid to do in the tribe, we're like, we only have a player, we won't touch that.
Any kid who's the Yasson. Well, we hope you all. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.